But at this point, Franklin wasn't so sure, so he decided he wasn't going to give up on running for president. In fact, he was more motivated than ever. He also felt that George deserved a silent treatment. So when George was being ignored by Franklin, instead of using his anger to get back at Franklin, he got an idea. Maybe if I go talk to him, he'll forgive me. When he went up to Franklin and said, "Franklin, please, you have to believe me, Franklin. I didn't say anything, I swear. Please, I miss you, Franklin. I miss my best friend." Franklin was silent at first, but deep in his heart he knew he missed his best friend too. They then went on as best friends running for president. And it turns out, the press loved both of them so much, they made them both half presidents. And so they went on as best friends and half presidents of the United States of Animals.